FM WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The FAA grounding certain Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes, an investigation underway after a terrifying incident on board an Alaska Airlines jet Friday. Part of the fuselage falling off the aircraft, leaving a gaping hole shortly after takeoff. The plane making an emergency landing back in Portland, Oregon. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is there.
The NTSB chair held a press conference late last night, calling this an accident, not an incident. Now, today is the first full day of the investigation, and they're actually asking for the public's help to find that door plug that ripped off the side of the plane.
ABC News has learned that the special counsel probe looking into January 6th, uncovering new details about former President Trump's inaction on that day, say sources. Aides allegedly said Trump was, quote, not interested in doing more to stop the riot. A U.S. official telling ABC News the White House was not told that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was hospitalized on Thursday of last week. The Pentagon chief entered the hospital Monday. This is ABC News. A new law in Arkansas now requires health care providers to ask new mothers if they want to be screened for depression up to 6 weeks after giving birth.
The new state law also guarantees the cost of the screening for new moms be covered, says Arkansas State Rep. Aaron Pilkington, Republican and lead sponsor on the legislation. Specifically,
require that they're provided and that their insurance is paid for, whether it's private insurance or Medicaid, and make sure that the providers perform it.
The law also makes information collected during screening confidential. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Three January 6 suspects considered fugitives are now under arrest after the FBI caught up with them at a Florida ranch. Jonathan Daniel Pollock, Olivia Michelle Pollock, and Joseph Daniel Hutchinson III were taken into custody exactly 3 years after the assault on the U.S. Capitol. Actress Cindy Morgan, best known for her roles in the 1980s comedy Caddyshack and the sci-fi thriller Tron, has died. Morgan was found unresponsive in her Florida home. She was 69. Dave Packer, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Climate change is making cities hotter. In Milwaukee, a new project is making public school playgrounds cooler. Here's Mike Moan.
Dozens of public schools in Milwaukee are working with the nonprofit Reflow on swapping out playground asphalt with green infrastructure, including more trees and native plants. Reflow's Lisa Neeb says there are environmental benefits such as reduced stormwater runoff, and it gives students more refuge on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Beyond providing a better atmosphere for physical activity, Neeb says these spaces create opportunities for outdoor learning. The program was recently highlighted by the National Wildlife Federation, which says green schoolyards also are good for pollinators. Organizers help schools secure grants to facilitate the projects, but officials say it's a challenge to secure enough funding to meet demand. Neeb says her team is working with medical researchers to collect data on how these transformed spaces impact student behavior. She says the pandemic delayed that aspect of the program, but notes anecdotal information from school administrators offers hope.
Behavioral referrals go down, injuries go down, and kids are more productive in their play.
Broader research has linked access to green space with positive health benefits, including cognitive development in school children. Reflow says so far it has partnered with 41 Milwaukee schools, with half of those projects already completed. And Neeb says they have a selection process that focuses on equity so that disadvantaged schools aren't left behind in seeking resources. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Badgers win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers pace themselves to an 88-72 win over Nebraska at the Kohl Center. Tyler Wall with 17 points for Wisconsin. Head coach Greg Gard says he was proud how the Badgers played the Cornhuskers on defense.
I thought we did a lot of good things. You know, and they hit some tough shots, and they hit 12 threes, you know, and I thought some of them, you know, they're a team that scored a lot of points, too. And the biggest thing with them was trying to minimize the attempts. I want them not to be able to get them off.
They'll take on Ohio State on Wednesday. Another loss on the road for number 7th-ranked Marquette. They lost at Seton Hall, 78-75. The Golden Eagles host Butler Wednesday night. UWM with a win over Detroit Mercy, 84-61. NBA, the Bucks lose again, this time to the Houston Rockets, 112-108. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 48 points, but a bad night for Damian Lillard, who had just 18. Milwaukee heading home now after this road trip. They host the Utah Jazz Monday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We want.
Thank you. place you don't know. The piper's calling you to join him. Dear lady, can you hear the wind blow? And did you know your stairway lies on the whispering wind?
This next bunch of songs in a row on Jag FM grew 6 inches over the holidays.
Were you trying to get crazy with this thing? Don't you know I'm loco? Loco?
Too much undercover, now it's time for the blood. then soon I got to get my props. Cops come and try to snatch my crops. These pigs wanna blow my house down. Head underground to the next town. They get mad when they come to raise my pad. And I'm out in the night who's scared. Guess I'm the pirate pilot of this ship. If I dip with the ultraviolet dream, hide from the red light beam. Now do you believe in the unseen? Look, but don't make your eyes strain. And like me, it's going insane.
Play that one song I like. You know the one.
FM goes commercial free right after these commercials. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. The Queen Sleep Number C2 smart bed is now only $9.90 for a limited time. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you roll a Charmin, I'm just soft on the potty. Let's just muscle roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. The crib is always stocked. It's our potty bite.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. A few flurries possible at times today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 28, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows dip down to about 13. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 29. High of 32 Tuesday with a chance of snow, 32 Wednesday. A peek at the extended shows, 23 Thursday, 16 Friday, and 13 on Saturday. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
Here's another visit from Jag FM's Bunch of Songs in a Row Fairy.
Just a little impaired, I know. Right now you don't care.
Someone to drink with during dry January? Call 866-930-JACK.
Love, tainted love, tainted.
Reaching for the stars, Jack FM often snags a bag of Doritos.
Hey, Jack. I am the walrus. I am the walrus. Cuckoo, ka-choo.
Jack FM's commercial breaks are expressly designed to wean you off instant gratification.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. A few flurries possible at times today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 28, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows dip down to about 13. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 29. High of 32 Tuesday with a chance of snow, 32 Wednesday. A peek at the extended shows, 23 Thursday, 16 Friday, and 13 on Saturday. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 26.
103.1.
Hey, Jack.
Jack FM.
Wow, Jack.
I'm digging the music.
True that.
Digging the music.
True that.
It's about time.
True that.
special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong. We'll be right back.
We love the sound of your voice. 866-930-JACK.